Thank you, Mr. President. In presenting Amendment L40, my delegation wishes to reaffirm our solidarity with Venezuela and emphasize the importance of respecting the sovereignty and independence of all nations. We remain firmly opposed to country-specific mandates that do not have the consent of the concerned state, as they may infringe upon Venezuela's internal decision-making processes and institutions. It is essential to ensure that Venezuela's sovereignty and the political independence of its people are fully respected. We would also like to highlight Venezuela's proactive measures in addressing the challenges faced by its citizens abroad. The National Assembly of Venezuela established a special commission to investigate crimes against Venezuelan migrants, underscoring the country's commitment to protecting the rights of its citizens, no matter where they are. This initiative, launched in October 2021, reflects Venezuela's dedication to addressing reports of human rights violations against Venezuelan migrants. The data gathered alongside reports from international organizations reveal pressing issues. In 2023, nearly 50% of surveyed migrants reported instances of xenophobia, with 55.6% having faced such incidents more than three times. Moreover, several countries have enacted legislative initiatives that promote discrimination and xenophobia against Venezuelan migrants. Additionally, various countries have introduced legislative initiatives that could foster discriminatory practices, further compounding the difficulties faced by Venezuelan migrants. UN experts have expressed concerns that these measures may institutionalize xenophobia through judicial channels. Given these troubling trends, we believe that the amendment we are presenting is both timely and essential. It aligns with the Council's mandate to uphold and safeguard the human rights of all individuals, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, nationality, or location. Therefore, if this resolution is to uphold humanitarian principles, which the core group is calling for, it must also establish criteria for the protection and guarantee of the rights of Venezuelans in transit or who are residing in other countries. The oral revision put forth by the core group fails to acknowledge the xenophobia, racism, racial discrimination, and exploitation faced by Venezuelan migrants in host countries. Therefore, we will maintain our amendment as originally submitted and urge all council members to support it. I thank you.